We hope next week, Monday through Friday, there'll be some joy in the world of the kids that are hospitalized at Covenant Healthcare during this holiday season. You're hearing us talk about the Lights Before Christmas event. It is coming next Monday through Friday. And this has to do with you, we hope, showing up one night, maybe all nights, maybe several nights. You make your choice. At 8 o'clock, for 2 minutes, lights will be shined toward the windows of the pediatric unit at Covenant Healthcare in Saginaw. We're getting association not just with you, but with Tim Hortons and also with the Saginaw Credit Union, the Impact Saginaw Credit Union's Lights Before Christmas. Also asking for toy donations so each child can have a toy too. And we have toy collection sites through Tim Hortons and through the Impact Saginaw Credit Unions, all available online. And we have our Lights Before Christmas box. Check it out at WSGW.com. Each night, one of our Alpha stations will be hosting. And on Tuesday, that's our hosting night. So you can show up any night. Mm-hmm. But if you're in particular a loyal listener of WSGW, you want to be associated with our specific evening, it's coming up on Tuesday.
And it'll be brief, but it'll be fun. And it's an opportunity to get out and do something with a good intent in this holiday season. And I'm sure you'll enjoy participating.
There'll be some entertainment as well, some mm-hmm. hot chocolate, things like that. And actually, we're just asking together about 7:30, 7:45.
Right, 8 o'clock, the event will occur when you shine the lights for a couple of minutes. And pretty much after that, it's over.
So we're looking forward to that. And as much as we talk about that, I saw a story pop up online in the Detroit Free Press. This is actually a couple of days ago. And I've been kind of thinking about this, and I'm like, do I open my big mouth or not? Well, of course, you know I'm going to. It's a story from Frank Witzel, who is talking about, especially as this holiday season is going on, and since this is the first holiday season in the city of Ann Arbor that passed this fall by the city council, an outdoor lighting ordinance.
Oh, really?
Yes. Ann Arbor, the first city in Michigan, along, as it says here, with several states, by the way, who have been enacting laws to combat light pollution.
Oh, my goodness.
The concern
I thought you were going to tell us it had to do with energy conservation, but light pollution.
Well, I'm sure that's part of
well,
it.
Well, it's probably part
of it, yeah.
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what intrigued me about the story is, and it talks here about how there's legislation that's being asked for the reduction in lighting. That it will promote energy conservation. Mm-hmm. I don't get this. It will promote public safety. Haven't we talked about having lights in order to try and...
Well, I guess they want the driver to be keeping their eyes straight ahead and not looking at the displays.
If you got a house like Clark Griswold, I could see
there you go. Would promote aesthetic interests. I get that sometimes, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And astronomy, astronomical research. I get that, too. Sometimes you hear about that, you know, this guy's... there are other health concepts, too, which I take very seriously... But I did not know this. Apparently, by the way, there is the group pushing this, by the way, is the nonpartisan, which, of course, I don't believe in the first place. Nothing's ever nonpartisan.
Yeah, right.
International Dark Sky Association. Did you know there's an International Dark Sky Association?
Yeah, I'm a charter member.
They're probably people who like to do a lot of stargazing and astronomy.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And did you know there's a Michigan chapter?
Well, Michigan, I'd imagine so, yeah.
Michigan
dark
skies.
Yeah.
Yes.
There are a lot of people like to see dark skies so they can take good pictures of the aurora borealis and things like that.
Well, this apparently has been going on for the International Dark Sky Association since 1988. Now has chapters in 51 countries, and it's made significant strides, it says. All right. I get some of this, and I understand it. Although, again, there's a couple of things I have issue with, especially with certain government regulations that we know have passed that demand in certain ways lighting be appropriately administered. Oh, please stop me.
Oh, here we go.
Please stop me. I'm going to revisit an issue that's got to be 20 years old now, I'm sorry to say.
64 lights at I-75 or I-675 in Tittabawassee.
Exactly right. When the interchange was reconfigured, the demand by government regulation was that it had to be lit up.
That's a Federal Highway Act, yeah.
Yes.
LED, though, right? Wasn't it?
So. And that's another story.
But weren't they trying to say they're kind of saving energy while lighting it even more?
Yes. It was the old, we'll save energy by lighting up, even though there are yearly maintenance fees.
Yeah.
But again, and it was talked about reasoning for safety concerns in an area that, again, I don't ever recall there ever being a record of serious safety issues at the particular interchange with drivers not being able to navigate getting on and off at 675 into Tittabawassee. Again, that's a story about 20 years old, and I apologize for rehashing it, but it just this just goes along with this. I find fascinating, though, and I've never heard this before, and again, I take very seriously these health concerns, but I've never heard. It says here, research, again, with the Dark Skies Association, suggests that artificial light at night can harm human health, including increasing risks for obesity, depression, sleep disorders, diabetes, breast cancer, and more. Again, I take very seriously, but like for breast cancer, I'd like to know what's the association with light pollution?
Yeah, like I understand the sleep deprivation, which could lead to other.
Yeah, some communities have toned down their street lighting to a different type of light that's not as bright. Still provides light, but not bright.
Don't know about the breast cancer, but I've never looked at it. I don't know anything about it, so I have no idea.
I don't want to diminish, but that's I've never heard that before. I'd like to know what is the association with light association and potential breast cancer? Mm-hmm.
Is there any research saying that it also affects nocturnal wildlife at all?
Well, does, no, that mentions too.
Does that?
There is concern about the wildlife that,
that
can be, yes.
They're throwing everything at the wall, aren't they?
But I will. Can I tell you something, though? We put up some lights, and they're LED, and they're nice, and they kind of blink around. And by the way, they gave us, like, I think, 9 different blinking sequences. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But then I woke up, I think it was, last Friday. I woke up, and I saw the lights, and I said, whoa, that's pretty bright. And I could see them shining off our neighbor's house. So I asked them. I said, "Is it okay?" And they were fine with it. They said that's what we have blinds for. I said, "Okay, well, very well. Okay, fine." But I didn't realize then. So there are some of these houses that have really, really, really. Oh, they come on. Some of them really kind of overdo it a bit.
You know, you can get timers that turn things off like at 11, 12 o'clock. And they don't. Yeah.
Yeah. No, actually, these are solar powered, so they kind of go off.
Go off when the power goes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's very
kind of nice in that way, right?
I'm sure that International Dark Skies would be pleased with this.
Yes, they would. Yeah, exactly.
I'll put a link up on the story on our Morning Team page, and like I said, I get it in some ways. I don't in other ways. I do, but it's like that. What fascinated me was I did not know that there was an International Dark Skies Association.
I didn't either.
And that Ann Arbor had passed an ordinance.
And the
not surprisingly, it's Ann Arbor, I guess.
Introduced by Councilman Grinch.
Yeah.